talk that comes up in about an hour. I wanted to ask you, Steve, if you knew what other developers feel or think about the Traveler community model in general.
Well, it surely is a model that won't die, and then people see it for the first time sometimes every day and can't believe that it actually exists. The thing that Traveler has people do notice is that it's much more social and that it really is about community. And since it was built with community in mind, that a lot of that does fall through. I do, unfortunately, like once a month have to talk to somebody who thinks they know what's going on. And there's, oh yeah, voice, we'll add voice to our text chat. And they don't understand that it's not about adding voice, and that voice is very different than text chat. So adding it is not really the reasonable thing to do, but you have to build it in and think about what voice is and how to use space socially. So I do think a lot of people get very excited then. And it does unfortunately hurt that we don't have the code base around, because I think some people would get more involved with it if they thought the code base was there. So again, this idea of in some ways making it open source and getting a student community writing to it would really help.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much for allowing us to talk. If you have any more questions, feel free to text either Donato, who's Colonel Mergy, or myself, who has the hyphenated name right now, is Jeremy Donato. Feel free to send us messages in between before Steve begins his talk, or you can ask his questions directly through voice, I guess, if it's not interrupting other editors. Thank you.